us welcome to Dr. Jim Sadler Looks Inside the Human Condition. This is General Galen Shaw, and with me is Dr. Jim Sadler, who will be taking your questions and calls and also talking about seasonal depression as it affects people during this time of year. We also welcome on Lang Delton, who will be doing most of the music in today's program. Lang?
Thanks a lot, everyone. Screwing the pooch, screwing the dog. Rolling off a log, Phil Henry took all this time off. Screwing the pooch, screwing the dog. He's rolling off a log. He's laying around, not even doing his job. Why did he take off all this time? We will never know. He claims it's because of the season and some TV show. Hey, screwing the dog, screwing the pooch. Ow! What do we do? We're gonna just believe him. How about you?
Thanks a lot, Lang Delton, and that's wonderful. So Lang is going to be doing
the music and the singing.
Doing the music, and he does what's called mouth-to-mouth orchestra, so there's no music. He does the music with his mouth. And the singing today here on the Dr. Jim Sadler Inside the Human Experience. Thanks so much, Lang. And welcome, folks, and people are asking, you know, I'm even looking at people. This is great.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, you guys, you're shrugging your shoulders like we didn't have any. You're the ones that recommended that we have Lang Delton.
Is this on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to jump in, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Sadler, you're absolutely right. We did suggest you have Lang Delton on. We've been getting phone calls from him.
Well, don't make it sound like I was a pain in the ass.
Watch the language.
Could you watch the language, please? We're going to have to do liberal editing on this, bud.
Yeah.
We did suggest Lang Delton, and you very graciously said, let's have Lang on. Well, I thought, you know, either I do that or, you know, I'm going to be standing out in the street picking up cigarette butts looking like a creep.
What does that mean?
I mean, you wouldn't have the airtime.
Right.
But we felt that Lang would bring something distinctive along with the very distinctive point of view that you have.
Yes. Well, all right, go ahead. You want to start again?
I don't care. Just do something else.
What do you mean do something?
Lang, do it.
Will Phil Henry ever be back on his show? Hey, Phil Henry was doing a TV show. Hey, he said he worked his butt from 6 till midnight. I think the guy in the head ain't right.
And now, Dr. Jim Sadler.
Thank you very much, General Galen Shaw. Thank you, Lang, for adding that musical interlude here to the show. Kind of unusual for a Dr. Jim Sadler Inside the Human Condition show, but you know what? Why not? Why not have something to sort of break up the very serious things we'll be talking about here on the program tonight? I'm Dr. Jim Sadler. I've been a veterinarian. I've been a medical doctor. I've been in general practice, and I've also had training in psychiatry, pharmacology, and psychology. And, you know, when we talk about seasonal depression, yes?
Can I jump in? No, you don't jump in, Lang. All you do is provide music.
Okay. Is he going to be bugging me through the hoop?
No, Lang, we're going to have to edit, bud.
Yeah, I've got it.
Lang, don't.
Okay. When we do this, that means do a song.
Right, but you're going to run it by me first.
Yes, of course.
So, as I was saying,
wait a minute, man, wait. Not now, Lang. I thought you gave me the high sign.
Okay, I'm really going to start tensing up here.
No, it's okay, it's okay. Lang, when I do this, what is that?
The finger?
Right, when I do that, then you start with the music.
Okay. Go.
So, welcome, folks, to the Dr. Jim Sadler.
No, start where you were.
I don't know where I was.
Just do it wherever you want to do it.
Welcome, folks, to the Dr. Jim Sadler Inside the Human Mind Experience. Yes, seasonal depression is very real, and it's something that can affect us at work, at home, at play. When we are during these times of the year, the celebration of Christmas, maybe we're not with family, maybe we're by ourselves, perhaps the experience of Christmas and New Year's brings up some negative memories. That is something you have to deal with Because if you don't, you're not going to be creative. You're not going to be productive in your job. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Get him a bucket.
I just spit up.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Music?
Go.
We'll be back after this into a bucket. After this into a bucket. Yeah, it's me and you having a night or two. I'm nervous. Into the can.
You got to be kidding me.
All right, we'll cut that out. Just you cut out what? Don't worry about it, Lang. We're paying you, aren't we?
Yeah.
Be happy you're getting paid.
Okay, fine. Go.
So we cut out me vomiting.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
Got a lot of phone calls.
For what, man? I haven't said anything yet.
He hasn't said anything.
All right.
Okay.
Seasonal depression can affect anyone. In fact, when I think about it, even though I am a doctor and one who is trained in obviously treating this sort of condition, you know, I look at my life and some of the things that I wish that I had done, some of the things that I haven't done, some of the things that that remain to be done, and I get, you know.
Get depressed.
Well, yeah. You know, like right now, doing this show makes me want to just walk off the top of a building or something.
Dr. Sadler.
No, I'm not saying that literally. I'm saying that even me, Dr. Jim Sadler, can feel the seasonal effects of depression. All right, let's take a phone call since everybody's waving at me like a bunch of fucking...
Dr. Sadler. Margaret.
Here is Lean. I think this is Lean McGibbon, Margaret, who is a...
Oh, Lean.
Lean McGibbon, who's a producer, was a producer of yours. Lean, how are you? Welcome here. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Sadler. Margaret, it's Lean McGibbon.
Lean, how are you doing?
Well, I'm, as you can tell, I'm here in the middle of a shopping mall. I'm in the middle of a room full of screaming kids. It wasn't too long ago, Margaret, when you and I worked together. I was your producer, and you were, you know, you can see like the song goes, I was your producer, you were my queen.
I don't know how long we were really going to work together.
Well, I think we could have worked, but instead, after that hyper-attention show, I got told, yeah, see that? That's a door, and beyond it, I think that's your car, or at least it looks like a car. Why don't you go outside, see if you got a key for it? If you do, get in it, turn it on, and get out of here.
They didn't fire you like that.
They was, is this the guy, what's the man's name, Henry? That's what he did.
Phil Henry fired you.
I was told by Mr. Dickman that it was...
I told Lean McGibbon that Mr. Henry said yeah.
Well, he didn't. You, who fired you?
I was told Phil Henry fired me.
I don't know that Phil fired you, Bud.
I was told by... I thought I was told by Mr. Henry.
Oh, my God. So, in other words, I wasn't fired. See, Dr. Sadler, this is why you talk about wanting to, you know, I feel like walking in front of a train half the time in my life because I don't know when I was working for her.
Well, it sounds like something that could be worked out. It sounds like maybe you wasn't, I mean, excuse me, it sounds like something maybe you weren't fired for.
Well, Lean, I will say this, and I you could quote me. Call me after the show is over, and let's find out what happened.
I'd like to know that, Margaret, because you and I had a great working relationship, and I'd love to know how these things happen.
Okay, that's Lean McGibbon.
Yes. Call if you're still listening, Lean, call me after the show.
Lean McGibbon, huh?
Yeah, he was the producer of Margaret's short-lived hypertension show.
It wasn't short. It was a one-shot, okay? It was a one-off. We hired Lean from the Boz O'Connell show. Okay, I wouldn't know who that is. Can we get...
Yeah, we gotta get...
Wait a minute, you monkeys asked me a question, didn't you? Yes, I did. All right.
We hired Lean from the Boz O'Connell show, and he did a great job, but then Phil didn't want to continue with the hypertension show, and so I guess Lean was shown the door.
Yeah, I my understanding, Mr. Henry said, you know, get him out of here.
He never said that, and you know it.
I don't know.
What are you pointing at?
I'm pointing at you. Go.
Oh, okay, Dr. Jim Sadler here. We're talking about seasonal depression. That was Lean McGibbon, and he was the producer of the Margaret. And you could hear in his voice, he said that he wanted to walk in front of a train. This is very serious. When you feel so bad about things, pardon me, when you feel so bad about things... Edit that out.
Okay.
You done?
Yes, I'm done.
Don't.
When you feel so bad about things that you feel like walking in front of a train, yeah, it's something you should talk to. For instance, just to... I'll give an example. As we do this show, I came here fully equipped and ready to go and ready to rock and roll and help you with your seasonal depression. And right now, I don't care whether I live or die.
Come on, Dr. Sadler.
Well, anyway, edit that out.
Yeah, okay.
Right now, you know, I'm having issues of my own. Let's go to another phone call, and here is John in Dallas, Texas. John, go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've had seasonal. I think it's every Christmas I get depressed. When I think of, obviously, the money that I spend, I think of the number of children that I have. Every year we seem to increase by one. Right now we've got six children.
Well, congratulations. That's a great accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. But I can't keep up. I got six children, and I have a wife. With every kid, my wife gets big and more depressed looking.
Okay, so your wife is depressed.
I think I'm more depressed than her because she at least has the kids to play with and to throw up in the air. I take a look at her and I go, man.
So what? So the romance is gone from your life, and this is seasonal depression.
Well, you know, listening to you, I don't mean, now I'm even more depressed listening to you try to say.
So you're depressed listening to me because you don't like the way I talk.
Yeah, I called up. I wanted to hear a man, to talk to a man and talk.
So there's a gentleman who has seasonal depression because his wife is getting fatter with every kid that they have, and he doesn't seem to feel that he is a part of the problem. Well, let me just say this to you, John, there in Dallas. You are very much a part of the problem, okay? You are the guy that, along with your wife, you make... Now, this is an area where I get into trouble because I'm a very good doctor. You can take a look at the reviews. My peer-reviewed literature is top of the line, is top-notch. But I'm not familiar with a lot of the terms. I'm very colloquial. And what I want to say to this guy, John, is you're the guy that you and your wife put it in.
Made the baby.
Yeah, you made a baby. You made six of them. And I'm assuming you did it with your wife's consent. I guess it was with your wife's consent. Otherwise, you'd be in a jail cell right about now. And so you have the kid. The wife gets fat. She has...
Well, this is called... sort of postpartum fat.
Whoa, hold on. Who are you, the doctor?
Margaret. Sorry.
I'm the doctor. Me, Dr. Jim Sadler.
Whatever. No, not whatever. He's the doctor.
Come on, Margaret.
Margaret is...
I mean, Ms. Gray.
Oh, I forget where the fuck I was.
Cut that out.
I gotta edit that out.
I'm sorry. So what I'm saying, John, is that you and your wife made the kid. You made six of them. Now you sit around with your hillbilly thumb up your rear end.
God. You need to control yourself a little more, Dr. Sadler, and stay on topic.
You're right. And you can't deal with it. Your depression is the result of your inability, your unwillingness to deal with reality. I'm talking about something completely different. I'm talking about those situations we find ourselves in, what we can't do nothing about. When you and your wife, and you put it in, and then a kid came out. What are you shaking your head for?
It doesn't sound very professional.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Sadler.
I said I'm not, you're going to cut all this out, right?
Yeah.
I said that I am not the best when it comes to clinical terms. All right, let's go to another phone call now. Sandy is in Denver, Colorado. Sandy, hi, welcome. This is Dr. Jim Sadler on the Dr. Jim Sadler Show and the Inside...
Yeah, I got that. Thank you. I wanted to ask a question, Dr. Sadler. I have a husband who refuses to kiss me. And most especially during the holiday season when I put up the mistletoe and I say to him, take a look, Leon. You see the mistletoe hanging there? How's about a kiss? And he keeps going on about my breath.
Well, is it your breath?
Why would that make any difference? If you love a woman, if you love a man, I don't eat, if they eat cat stuff for breakfast, shouldn't you want to kiss them?
No, I don't think it's reasonable. And is this what is, are you depressed because of this?
I'm very depressed that my husband won't kiss me.
Well, do you brush your teeth? Do you use mouthwash?
We have a problem with a guy around here named Don Mixer.
Who's that? Is that General Shaw?
Yeah, would you mind? So, use mouthwash, you brush your teeth, and maybe your husband will want to... Oh, man.
Well, Doc, you know...
You gotta be kidding me or something. I'm here to talk about depression that is brought on by an inability to deal with life's complexities, not because you're depressed, because your mouth stinks like the sewer runoff going into the ocean. That's just... what is that? You never smelled that before, huh?
It smells like, yeah, it's bad.
Okay, I don't know. The runoff channel into the ocean. Sorry.
All right, let's go to another phone call here, and this is Terry. Hi, Terry. You're on the Dr. Jim Sadler Inside the Human Mind show.
Hi, Dr. Sadler. I've been listening, and I wanted to relate a situation. This is Christmas time at our house. I got home from school, and I walked over to my dad's bar. He has a bar where he has different whiskeys and so on, and I poured myself a drink because I needed it.
Now, let me ask you, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15? 15? Whoa. You're 15 and you're pouring yourself a drink.
Yes, that's right. But I needed it. I needed it. Because the pressures that are now on young people in this society, especially looking at a world that may not exist in the next 50 years, you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, yes. But walking directly, what happened?
What happened? My dad said, get away from it, get away from it. And I got depressed. He said, pour it down the sink. And I poured it down the sink, and I went to my room, and I cried.
You cried because you wanted to have a drink of whiskey from your father's bar, and he told you, no, you can't have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to know how to deal with that, because we live in a world right now where the ocean is rising, the air is going to be unbreathable, we're losing different species. I mean, the world is going to burn up. Do you realize that we may have a heat wave that hits the world that could kill 1 million people within a few days?
Well, I'm sure that I don't believe that.
Well, then you need to get with it, okay, Lips? Because everything...
Okay, that was great. And
well, what do you say to that kid?
What do you mean, what do I say to the kid?
Cue Lang Delton.
And now here's Lang Delton.
Dr. Jim Sadler Show. Is he on the go? Dr. Jim Sadler Show. He know. Yeah, he know, but he not say what the answer is, because a good doctor makes you figure it out for yourself. He know, but he not say. He know, but he not say. He go to school and he know stuff, but he not know terms.
Wait. Just cut.
Cut.
Stop, Lang.
No, wait. I'm doing the song the way that... Go ahead.
He not know the terms because he not smart. Never mind.
Get out of here, will you? All right, cut. Bud, here. Wait a minute. It's my show.
Right, I'm telling Bud, cut before Lang gets to that song.
Yeah, it was just like that he left.
Yeah, like we used him for a couple of songs, then he split.
You can't do that to me. I'm Lang Delton.
Lang, you're getting paid. So bugger off while the buggering's good.
Okay. So let's take a break. We just heard from a young man who says that the world might get a heat wave that could kill 1 million people in a matter of a few... Okay. We'll be right... This is How to Deal with Seasonal Depression. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler. Dr. Jim Sadler.
Sadler. Hello, I'm Lean McGibbon. I used to be a producer on a Margaret Gray show, her hypertension show, but apparently the show did not attract the sponsors or listeners, and so they told me to hit the highway. I guess she still has a job. That's fine. That's how it is. They told me to go out to the parking lot, find whatever key I had for what they called the heap out there, get in it, and drive it into a wall.
The world... The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com has all kinds of stuff for you to enjoy. Yes, with a Backstage Pass subscription, you get videocasts, the weekly classics, the weekly movie. That's right. You get videocasts. You get our digital content as well as our radio show, as well as our home movies, as well as all of the TV and radio interviews we've done, television pilots, and more. Get a Backstage Pass today to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and get more content, more bang for your buck than you would ever hope to get from any other chump.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Less than $10 a month for a month, less than $7 a month for a year subscription. The greatest value online other than porn.
This is Dr. Jim Sadler. Welcome back here to Dr. Jim Sadler Inside the Human Mind. And we've been trying to talk here about seasonal depression. Now, I've had a young man say that he got depressed because he wasn't allowed to drink whiskey from his father's bar. We heard from a man who, I don't know what was going on. There was a lady there that sounded depressed. Why?
I don't know.
Okay, well, there was a lady there that sounded depressed because her husband has bad breath. And the first guy we had was, he was depressed because his wife got fat because they had six kids.
Yeah.
So, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, let me just tell you what I'm talking about, Dr. Jim Sadler, me. I'm talking about when I leave my office at night, at about 9 o'clock at night, and I review what has happened in my office and what I've seen and the people I've talked to, and all I want to do is walk to the pier,
yeah,
and dive in. But
let me get Ron Tarner.
What?
We're going to get Ron Tarner on to talk to you because...
What do you mean get Dr. Ron Tarner?
Dr. Tarner on the phone. Dr. Tarner?
Hi, Ron Tarner here.
Yeah, Dr. Tarner, we have Dr. Jim Sadler who's depressed. He's trying to do a show about depression.
Wait a minute. Now what?
Just have you talked to Dr. Tarner?
Hey, listen, Jim, it's Dr. Ron Tarner.
Oh, it's Jim, huh? Have we met?
I think we met once before on one of Mr. Henry's shows. I'm Dr. Ron Tarner.
And you're an astronomer, is that right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. But I do have a doctor in front of my name, and so they called me to see if I could be of some help. Apparently you said you want to walk off the end of a pier?
I'm doing a show.
We'll lift this up.
I'm doing a show on depression, seasonal depression.
I got you, okay.
And I talked to a lady who's depressed because her husband's got bad breath. It's not going good.
Well, let me tell you something. I work here at an observatory where we have an annual joke writing contest that used to be won every year by Dr. Stephen Hawking. And you talk about wanting to blow my brains out of one of my ears, you know, that'll do it for you.
Wait, you did what?
We had a joke writing contest among the scientists here, and Dr. Stephen Hawking, scientists around the world, Hawking won the joke writing contest. A guy who has a flavor straw. You know.
All right, watch it, Dr. Tarner.
All right, I'm sorry.
No kidding. So, yeah, that would depress me, too.
Yeah, thank you. So the fact that you're depressed, that you have a tough day, the fact that you're getting depressed because you've had some bad phone calls on your talk show there, they haven't even offered me a talk show. There's no Dr. Ron Tarner show.
Well, Dr. Tarner, this is neither the time or the place.
I'm just saying, you know, I haven't gotten, Chidilli's got a show, I don't get a show. I just go to work, I watch a guy like Hawking who's dead, and they're still recycling his jokes because they think they're so funny. They go, hey, here's another joke that Hawking wrote before he died. We got a dead man's jokes.
I understand. That would bum me out as well.
You see? So you're getting bummed out. It's just through normal stress. You got some bad phone calls to your show. I didn't even have a show, okay? I got Hawking, somebody coming, hey, did you read this Stephen Hawking joke that he wrote about 9 years ago? It's still funnier than anything you ever wrote. And I just said, you know what, watch this. I said this to the guy. I said, watch this. And I beat my head into the metal door of a medicine supply clamp, of a medicine supply closet. I just went, like that, you know.
No, I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
You do, yeah. That's what I did. I just clang, clang, clang. And I walked away with a trickle of blood coming down my face.
Feel better?
I do feel better. I think your name is what?
My name is Dr. Ron Tarner, and I have...
There's Dr. Ron Tarner. So there's something to think about. When you think you've got it bad, think about that guy. He's got a guy that's long dead who used to talk through a straw. Man.
Yeah, see? See?
I mean, see.
All right. You feel better?
I do feel better.
Lang, hit it. Wait a minute. Lang hit it. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. This has been the Dr. Jim Sadler Show. He's down on himself. Why not? He talks like he's missing half of his tongue. And he is the Dr. Jim Sadler Show. Oh, fuck. Where are you going?
I'm out of here, man. We'll pay you half. Fine.
So you paid him?
Yeah, we're paying him to do the Dr. Jim Sadler Show.
You're paying him to do the Dr. Jim Sadler. This is the worst experience of my life, having to do when I thought I would be doing like the Tony, you know, Tony Grant.
Tony Grant? That broad hasn't been, watch it. I mean, that woman hasn't been on the air in years. Dr. David Viscott, maybe?
Yeah, I thought I'd be doing, don't they have those shows no more?
No, they don't have any more, man, no psychology shows. You're on here talking about seasonal depression, and you want to walk off a pier.
Yeah, you can't really give people advice, Doc, when you're thinking about walking off the top of a building.
Oh, God.
Did it again.
Get the bucket.
Sorry.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Bud Dickman speaking.
Phil will be back tomorrow. Get out of here, Wayne.